Welcome to the Regional Report. I am Beto, and you have found the program that tells you all about amazing nonprofits and organizations here in Central Texas, the services that they provide, and how we as a community can help support them. Really excited today to learn more about Beat for Beat, what they do, how they've come about, and what they do for our community. Welcoming to the Regional Report, Mr. Mark Turk. Not only are you the founder, you're the director of Beat for Beat, Mark.
That is correct. I do it all.
Humble brag.
The directing and the janitor services, they all come together. So,
hey, man, a man after my own heart. I wear a lot of hats around this place, too. And yes, janitorial services fall under my purview as well. Take us back to the beginning. Let's talk about the founding part first of Beat for Beat. What do people need to know about Beat for Beat, Mark?
Well, the founding of it was an interesting thing because this is our 10th year. So about 15 years ago, I was making a career of just being a gigging musician. And so that entails playing original music, playing wedding band music, and teaching and running sound, just like anything I can do to scrap together a living. I had reached out to the Austin Independent School District because I heard about after school programs. I'm like, oh, okay, here's another avenue for me to teach music and make some money. And plus, it's in a after school time slot where I'm not usually gigging or doing anything, because you know musicians don't wake up till like noon anyway. So
I wasn't gonna say it, Mark, so thank you for admitting.
Yeah, no, this
that.
Is basically morning time.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay, I got some work I could do. So I pursued it, and I found the gig, and I started off at a local high school. And there was a rock band. This was a rock band class. So I had a group of kids, and they played drums, guitar, sing, keyboards, all of that. And that was my first class. And these kids, they were just thirsty for knowledge of all this music experience that I had, because I had already been in bands for like 10 years at that point. And plus, they loved like Nirvana and grunge music from the 90s. So I was like, oh, this is the stuff I grew up on. So I know all this stuff. So I, you know, being in that classroom with those kids, that's where I saw like, I'm not just teaching these kids, like I'm really kind of making an impact on their life. And, you know, so they had to come to school to go to this class. So their attendance picked up, and then their grades picked up, and they all became friends. They were strangers that came together to be friends. And I was like, man, there's really something more to this than just a gig. And that's really the short version of how this became a nonprofit. And then it just took off from there. We just kept getting calls from other schools, like, come here, come here. And the more calls I got, the more, you know, I'm already in band. So I'm calling my musicians, friends, and my other bands, like, hey, I can't be at this other school. I'll tell you what to do, and go do it. That's how it started.
Beto here on the Regional Report, chatting up founder and director of Beat for Beat, Mark Turk. Get all the details at beatforbeat.org. And Mark, I'm catching like extreme Jack Black vibes from that story on the origin of Beat for Beat. So good on you, man. It was kind of like a, hey, I like to do this. And as a consequence, you found that it actually enhanced the lives of the kids that you were working with. So talk to me about how many schools are we in now? And you mentioned like attendance went up, but like what are the benefits for this younger generation being involved with the Beat for Beat programs?
So we really like peaked right before the pandemic, as far as like how many schools we were in. We were serving like 30 schools a year. Now, since then, the world has changed, you know, so it isn't that much right now. And we're in the summertime. So we'll see how many schools we'll be in come this fall, probably around 10. But, you know, that's just a part of why we are talking about this and needing support, because the world has changed and priorities on after school music and arts and everything has changed. So, but yeah, at one point we were in 30 schools, and, you know, we can reach as many as, like, at this capacity, like 1,000 kids a year. And the thing about our program is that I say, when it comes to, like, how do we benefit these kids, is that we're not just, like, teaching music, like, as a subject. This is more of it's more of like a practice, like you would practice yoga or you would practice meditation. You know, this, we come at it as like, this is something that's going to, that can enhance your life. And just give those kids these ability to be creative and with that comes like the confidence of, you know, succeeding and playing with their friends and getting to perform on stage. And so we really take the approach of like, this is more of something that enhances your life instead of like just trying to like teach them music from like a book or something.
I want to find out how people can get involved, either schools, or musicians, to be a part of Beat for Beat. But the music file in me needs to know, you said when you started this, the kids were all into like grunge and everything. What's the genre or style of music that the kids are clamoring for presently?
You know what? I wish I knew, because it changes all the time.
Right.
So what we do is we just become flexible with that. And that's really a part of like our curriculum, because when I joined in, it was grunge, but like, a few years later, it really became like more into like electronic music. So we got into like digital music production. And then after the pandemic, I think we all got tired of going virtual and this and that. And it's kind of gone back to like acoustic music, you know, just playing real instruments. So it's, you know, which is where I started. So I'm happy about that. But in the process, I learned so much about the digital music and how that was pulling kids in.
You're tuned into the Regional Report. I am Beto. We're chatting with director and founder of Beat for Beat, Mr. Mark Turk. Mark, people can find out all about you at beat4beat.org. If there is a school that finds out about you and they want to add an extra after-school program involving music through Beat for Beat, what's their process of reaching out or communicating with the nonprofit?
They could just go to the website, beat4beat.org, and hit us up on that contact page. That's probably the best way to explain it instead of reading off an email address. But our contact info is there. And, you know, schools will reach out to me, and each school, like each individual is different. So we really do try to like, customize a program to fit the school's needs as well. So,
nice.
We're not a plug in a specific program. We really do want to, fit the school's culture and bring music to them the best way we can, the way that they need and deserve.
So if a parent is hearing this and it's not offered in their school district or their school, should they be reaching out to the school to get them involved? Like give them some advice if they want to see Beat for Beat grow.
Absolutely. Reach out to the school. The schools listen to the parents. So more than they listen to us, I can tell you that. So if a parent really wants our program, and of course they reach out to me because I can support them with information, but going to their school principals and asking for these programs is absolutely the best way to go.
And as a nonprofit, you need the listener support and the community support to survive and thrive. Beat4beat.org to get all the details. But I'm sure that you're pretty active throughout the year with events, fundraisers, and the like. How can we support the efforts of Beat for Beat?
Well, we're always fundraising around the clock. It's so if you just want to go to our website, thebeat4beat.org, and we have a donate page. You can make a one-time donation or set up a small monthly donation or anything like that. But yeah, we do hold at least one annual event when we can, pandemics aside, so that the kids get a chance to come out and play. And we usually hire a professional musician. We're connected in the music, the Austin music scene. So we'll get somebody out and the kids get to perform on stage, and then they get to interact with the professional musician and just kind of see, you know, it's great to see, like, oh, I met Nakia come up and you know, for a kid to get to see, like, oh, this is I could be like this guy. He's just a normal guy. I could do this too. You know, it's something that we want to expose these kids to, these possibilities that they don't really know that they have.
If a musician is hearing this and they're like, man, I want to be involved with Beat for Beats and help lead a class, what's your advice to them to get in touch and get involved with Beat for Beat?
Yeah, the best thing to do is, again, just reach out to us on our website, beatforbeat.org, and on the contact page, and just reach out and I'll get an email from you and I'll reply back. I mean, we are looking for musicians that, above anything else, want to mentor these kids. That means, you know, for us, we're looking for someone who could show up for these kids throughout the whole school year, you know, and show up and just not miss, right? These kids, they become attached. So if you have like the time to come and you know, throughout the school year, commit to these kids. That's really what we're looking for. We want talented musicians, but any more than that, we want mentors who are willing to put in the time. And these are paid positions too. You know, like I had mentioned at the top of the interview, when I started this organization, I was a musician looking for a gig. And so I have never asked the musicians to volunteer their time. This is you using your skills, your teaching skills, your music skills, and you should get paid for that. So it is a paid gig too. And that's a big, that is probably one of our biggest hurdles. This is why we ask for, we're always fundraising, because to be able to pay musicians, you got to have money.
Well, I love to hear that. And I'm sure musicians hearing this interview love to hear that as well. It's Mark Turk, the director and founder of Beat for Beat. Get all the details at beat4beat.org. If you're a parent and you'd like to have an after-school music program, or you're a school district or a school that has been interested in what Mark has been talking about here, hit them up at beat4beat.org. And before you get out of here, Mark, kind of give that elevator pitch on why Beat for Beat is important and just how it can help those younger kids and the next generation moving through school, but with music.
Yeah, anyone who's played music just knows, like, there's just a magic to music that you can hardly put in words. And I've talked to, you know, beginner musicians and local musicians and national musicians, and we always go back to, like, yeah, that first time I played with the band and that feeling that I had, it's magical. So there's that, and that's really what we want for these kids, this opportunity to experience music in the way that makes people become full-time musicians and just chase those dreams. You know, we want that for these kids. A lot of these kids are coming from under-resourced you know, schools, and they just don't see those possibilities. So that's really a big thing, you know. And the other thing I would say is, like, the future of the workforce is going to require a lot of creativity, and music is just a great, like, exercise for your brain. As a, you were doing bicep curls, music does that as far as, like, building creativity, that creativity muscle in your brain. And that's something that, you know, the future of our workforce, we don't know what it's going to look like with AI coming in, but we know that kids are going to have to be very creative. And so music helps with that for sure.
And on top of all that, you mentioned it helps with attendance. I can only imagine it helps with confidence, persistence, camaraderie, you know, frustration, learning how to deal with frustration in a group setting, building bonds that probably last forever. A lot of great foundational work for the next generation can be found through the after-school programs with Beat for Beat. Where can people find you on the socials, Mark?
You know, we're the most active on Instagram. So on Instagram, you can go to Beat4BeatATX, and that's the number 4. And of course, it's LinkedIn through our website, beat4beat.org. And we have all our socials there, too. And we have a link to our YouTube channel that's got some fun interviews and some fun kids performances. So you can actually, if you're a school, you want to see the kids perform, or just listen to me or some other musicians talk, you could do that too.
Beat4beat.org to get all the details on this amazing nonprofit. If you're a school and you want that after school program, if you're a musician and you'd like to find out how you could help teach a class, or if you're a parent and you want to get more details as well, it's beat4beat.org. Director and founder of Beat for Beat, Mark Turk, thank you for taking the time today, brother.
You bet. It was a blast. Thank you.
I am Bido here on the Regional Report, helping amplify and spread the word about these great nonprofits in Central Texas. You do the same and spread the word about the things you hear about on the Regional Report.